have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here at Herb Talk. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Great place to be. Great place. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank and I are going to just knock your socks off. We're going to be talking about some of the, a little bit of history. We're going to be resurrecting real medicine is what we're going to do. We didn't get to the appendicitis topic last time, so we're going to hit that. And we'll see if we got time for some mineral news, health news on minerals, and maybe help with your serotonin if you got a problem with an imbalance there. We'll see how much time we have. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that great stuff, a big salute and Semper Fi. Lifting our righteous men and women in uniform up in prayer. We're lifting up righteous men and women all across the United States up in prayer, and I'm praying for righteous men of valor. You know, I'm asking God for men. Men that he will rise up with determination, with faith, with integrity and virtue that can't be bought or compromised. Okay? Men of valor, from sea to sign and sea, from the White House to the county clerk in every town across America. That's what I want. I'm hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, asking for truth and justice. We're supposed to plead for that. And that's Isaiah 59. So what are we waiting for? Let's all do it and plead. And, you know, God will hear prayers of the faithful, avenge us much. And, you know, get to getting. Time draws near. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quack report, we covered, oh, goodness, was about a year or two ago, that whole thing on urgency and then, you know, bladder problems and then adult diapers, and that people who don't have urgency issues are wearing adult diapers because they just don't want to take the time to go pee. You know, I can understand it if you're on the floor of the stock exchange, or maybe you're in surgery and you just can't take a potty break. But just everyday kids, people are wearing diapers. This is a report. Kimberly Clark makes the Depends Silhouette line of undergarments, the disposable, usually for people with incontinence. But, you know, they're popular with people without any problem with plumbing whatsoever. Sales of adult incontinence garments in the United States equal to the amount of diapers sold for babies. Oh, my God, the poor landfill, right? So growth in the adult diaper market is outpacing other paper-based household staple items like paper towels and napkins and toilet paper. Think about it. U.S. Euro Monitor International forecasts that 48% increase is going to be in the sales of this category of adult diapers, $2.7 billion by the year 2020, $1.8 billion last year. Adult diapers. You know, I know they're big over in the Orient. The Japanese love them to death. That's what they, you know, forget the Fruit of the Loom. Just go get the Kimberly Clark Silhouette, you know? Goodness. I just, you know, no, I'm not going to wear one of those. I wear the old cotton underwear. I love those. That's what I'm wearing. All right. Moving along. Quack report. Yeah, we get crazy in the quacker. Bed bugs in the news. Pesticides, some natural pesticides. We can try to check this out. Rutgers University, their researchers there are testing 11 non-synthetic chemical insecticide products for their effectiveness against bed bugs. They published their results in the Journal of Economic Entomology. Nine were commercially sold essential oil-based natural bed bug pesticides. Two were natural detergents, which claim that they're also effective as an insect control kind of thing. Out of the 11 products, they found two that were over 90% effective, that eliminated the bed bugs and all the eggs. Those two were Echo Raider and Bed Bug Patrol. Those are the brand names. The researchers warned that their best results were from direct spraying, but the ability of the bed bugs to hide in tiny crevices makes direct spraying somewhat difficult. So this is where metal beds came from, because the bed bugs, you know, because they would hide in the wood headboards, the little, you know, between the slats. So that's where the metal bed frame came from, to cut down on where those bed bugs could hide. And heavy steam all cleaning, also an option for infestation. Really run the bed sheets through really hot water, but steaming things essentially could be of help. So food-grade diatomaceous earth was also mentioned, inexpensive, dry, powdery substance. Apparently, if you look at it under a microscope, it's very sharp and pointy, and it seems to cut the body of the bed bugs. You know, they move over it, and they get cut open and die. Yeah, but I don't know. But then you get all that powder all over you, you know? Moving along in the Quack Report, last but not least, let's see. Zika virus, we covered that recently. If you hit the archives, you'll pull up the show. Indian scientists say they've developed two, not one, but two vaccines for the Zika virus. Oh, is this too quickly? This has all been planned. Well, they say it'll stop the underdevelopment of the baby brains if the mom gets the virus, I guess. So, global health emergency, got to have a couple of vaccines. So they were developed in India at Bharat Biotech International. Research, they said, 9 months. I don't know. This is too coincidental. They've been planning this for over 9 months then. It's a formulated inactivated vaccine. So it elicits a very strong antibody response. So they say it's a good defense from the Zika infection. I don't know if they would give it to a pregnant woman. It doesn't say. So they're going to be testing it on animals and then humans. So trials on the way. So they think you, everybody in the globe can roll up their sleeves in about 4 months and get a Zika shot. Okay, not me. I'll pass. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to resurrect some natural medicine here. History is packed full of examples of the healing herbs. Truly is. However, nothing really puts the stamp of approval on medicinal herbs to improve health than during the time of Jesus Christ. Yeah, it was well known that the Romans and the Greeks were accustomed to the medicinal standards of the era using herbs. So at this time, the healing arts focused on impacting health with herbs that influenced body fluids. So at the time of Christ, there weren't really any IV drips, okay? But there were various herbs which affected circulation and how the organs functioned. So let's look at some of the common therapies at the time of Christ, right? So if we teleport ourselves back in time to the streets of the ancient world, we would encounter the common therapies of hydrotherapy, sweat tents, purging, and bloodletting. Now, today, modern medicine uses a chemical form of bloodletting to help control blood pressure. So they give you drugs to thin the blood, and it's a less messy form of bloodletting, so they don't have to make an incision and you know, let your blood drip out. So anticoagulants and diuretics are modern bloodletting, if you will. These are the drugs of choice to remove water from your blood to drop your blood pressure. But then, of course, they come with a lot of side effects. So another thing they did in the ancient world is artificial fevers, which were used by the ancients to purge toxins quickly from the body. They used hydrotherapy and sweat tents to accomplish this. Sea captains also used these therapies when the crew members became ill. So they had no time to waste if they're out there in the middle of the ocean. They had to use what they had. And they had water and they had heat. They could heat the water. So that's what they did. Plus they had some medicinals, but, you know, that's what they used. So there is a lot of power in the herbs. Several herbs that they used down through the centuries specifically influenced or moved the blood, phlegm or mucus, and bile. So the ancients knew that fluids that became stagnant in the body can bring serious infection and death. So medicinal herbs often were, you know, proven on the field of battle. So everywhere the Roman army went, they brought with them their physicians who would actually plant herb gardens during those long sieges. You know, sometimes they would be outside a city wall trying to, you know, figure out how to penetrate and take the city for months, long time. Let's plant some herbs. Well, we wait. We'll just you know, plant some medicine here. So they often would grow thyme, hyssop, honey. They'd bring honey with them, of course, and other various roots. And they just had their grab bag of their favorite medicines. Well, we need to take note, because the wise men are said to have brought the child Jesus some frankincense as a gift. Now, it was indeed a valuable item, for it was used as an antiseptic. And often it was used when someone came down with a cold or a cough. So frankincense was known for its strengthening ability to the body. So it was part of the ancient world's medicine cabinet to have this. Another herb that the wise men brought Jesus was myrrh. So this herb was, had numerous medicinal properties. Often it was used, it was an antibacterial, antifungal, anti-inflammatory. It had astringent effects as well. So the parents of Jesus most likely would have employed myrrh to help move body fluids, such, you know, for circulation of the blood and to strengthen the immune system. Now, garlic was also been in the ancient medicine cabinet as well as a culinary herb. So trained physicians knew that garlic could help expel parasites, reduce infections, either bacterial, fungal, or viral, and improved digestion. But, you know, in the ancient world, they didn't know about viruses. They didn't know about that. They just know about infection. So aloe was another herb often applied as a medicinal treatment. Aromatic spices were also used, like cinnamon, mustard, cayenne. And it's also said that herbs were often used as an exchange of currency. Sometimes mint and rue were used as tithes in the ancient world. So very valuable. Herbs were very valuable. So the ancients understood, recognized the value of herbs. And so I think if you haven't yet, it's time. Well, let's look at the pharmacy, because natural medicine has a long history. And in modern science, there has been this pull away from the phytotherapy of the herbs, the power of the herbs, and towards more synthetic chemicals designed to be exceedingly potent. So in the 1600s, the documentation on herbs was sought after because Western and Eastern medicine relied so heavily on it. So before the synthetic chemicals were used to make drugs, the herbs and were the medicinal standard. So pharmaceutical companies pawed through the Egyptian Ebers Papyrus of the 1500 BC is when that was documented. It referenced over 700 herbs and their uses. And this was the ancient world's plant-oriented pharmacopoeia, basically. So the pharmaceutical companies also pored over all the ancient texts from the 4th century, you know, before Jesus Christ, digging up the Greek and the Asian history on plants and any text that survived the fire at the Alexandria Library. So archaeological dig sites weren't off limits either, which would uncover herbalism from the Bronze Age. Also inspected, checked it out. And from there, science has really dissected medicinal plants to decode them and to make them into synthetics. So in the opinion of science, the synthetics are an improvement on God's herbs. Very dangerous thinking, I would say. So removing the organic side of herbs for medicine also can, you know, persuade people to not grow herbs for medicine. You know, don't grow herbs for medicine. Don't take care of yourself that way. You know, herbs like that can take care of your most basic needs for just a few dollars. But they don't want you to do that. So they're taking the organic out of herbs and pushing the science and the synthetic. Well, today, pharmaceutical drugs contain anywhere from 0% to 25% natural ingredients, with the majority falling into the 2% category. So at one time, scientific medicine routinely used about 7,000 herb compounds to make their drugs. Today, that number is about 120 isolated compounds. They made everything a synthetic, see? It's kind of funny how the Australian government's Department of Health published a review of herbal therapies, which they say might be worthy of health insurance coverage. They concluded out of the 17 categories evaluated that there was no evidence of herb medicine effectiveness. Okay. So if we just, you know, if we just take all the herbs out of Australia, they wouldn't mind, right? Some people would. Let's look at Europe for a second. The situation with the herbal medicine overseas is kind of different than in the United States. In the United Kingdom, Germany, and other European countries, herbal medicine is sold alongside prescribed pharmaceutical drugs and essential oils. So to Europe, herbal medicine is viewed as the, well, to European consumers, I should say, the herbal medicine is viewed as the preferred pure medicinal compound compared to the industrial produced drugs, so your synthetics. So there's a lot of people still that feel that natural is better. I, for one, is one of them. I am one of them. Natural is better. Well, let's look at the definition of an herbalist real quick. The most common definition of an herbalist is one who studies and uses herbs. Very basic definition. A more detailed list will describe a master herbalist, okay, such as a person dedicated to the use of medicinal herbs and plants, someone skilled in harvesting, collecting, while crafting the use of medicinal plants, someone trained in the dispensing of medicinal medicines, someone skilled in the therapeutic use of medicinal plants, and someone skilled in the preparation or manufacturing of herbal medicines. So there really is no set standard for the training of an herbalist, for the training varies from region to region. So some countries require state-funded universities to train herbalists, like in the UK. And in Australia, there is what is known as self-regulated status with different educational standards. Now, the UN, the World Health Organization, and the EU, all these entities are working on directives to unify or globalize the standards for herbal medicine and herbalists. So with government intervention and taxation, the field of herbalism may not survive without a black market. Think about it. So if you're interested in learning how to use herbs to protect yourself, to strengthen your health and, you know, strengthen your immune system, protect you from all kinds of nonsense out there, now's the time to make it count. You know, for anyone that's wanting to learn about herbal medicine, now is really a good time to get started on that training before it's restricted by higher education. So learn all that you can. And be empowered by the healing qualities of the medicinal herbs our Creator endowed to us. So a good place that you could want to start, get your feet wet, is the Power Herbs ebook. It's just $14.99. It's available in four formats, Word, PDF, iPad, and Kindle. And that you will find at the Apothecary Herb Shop. The address is thepowerherbs.com. And Apothecary Herbs is also really your one-stop shop for everything strengthening, such as your immune system, toxin removal, weaning off prescribed drugs, and so on. So if you're interested, give them a call for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or you can visit thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And by the way, they have their Valentine's Day special on. I don't know if you've heard about that, but right now it's on the website, on the homepage. But you can ask about it if you want to call in, if you want to place an order or so forth. It's 10% off and a free ground ship in the United States on orders over $50, and it's good through Sunday, Valentine's Day, so it ends on the 14th. So do take action now if you want to order a few things, and you'll save 10% plus you get the free ship. check that out, thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the code, it is Feb, F-E-B for February, and V for Valentine, and the number 16. So F-E-B-V-16, use that in the shopping cart. All right. I promised to talk about the appendicitis. The appendix, do you know what the appendix gland's for? Have you ever thought about it? A lot of people don't know what it's for. They just think it's some sort of little extra flap of tissue that, you know, maybe God just left over, didn't think about, didn't need, just sort of dangling there between the small and the large intestine. But no, it's got a purpose. You do not want to get appendicitis, for one thing. That's no fun. The main symptoms of appendicitis are really abdominal pain, tenderness, and fever. So modern medicine really doesn't always diagnose appendicitis accurately. Statistics show us that abdominal pain will occur with many other conditions, and only about 5% of the abdominal pain cases will turn out to be actual appendicitis. So what is appendicitis anyway? Well, in a nutshell, it's constipation. So if it's misdiagnosed, it is quite a serious problem. There are 1 in 5 cases of appendicitis that get misdiagnosed, and therefore it's the third leading cause of malpractice lawsuits. So doctors are quick to remove the appendix because they think it's a useless blob of tissue just hanging off the intestine right there at the cecum area. So what function does the appendix serve, and how do we avoid or reverse appendicitis if we get it? Well, let's find out. I mean, this is so easy to reverse. You would be amazed. Okay? But first, more statistics. Now, the statistics on appendicitis change pretty frequently. The Rothrock study that was done in 2000 said that 8.6% of males and 6.7% of females have a lifetime risk of acute appendicitis. They also said that over 8% of the general populace will be affected by appendicitis at some point in their lives. 8%. Well, getting treatment for appendicitis early, it's going to be important in order to avoid the perforation of or rupture of the appendix and the risk of infection in the abdominal cavity. So you don't want that. So we got to use common sense and be careful out there. We don't want to be reckless. But if we get it early enough, we can fix it. First, let's check out the function of your appendix. Your appendix is a collection of lymph tissue. It's designed to excrete immune system fluids into your bowel. It's the immune system of your bowel, okay? So therefore, your appendix is essentially part of the immune system, very important gland. So what does the appendix do with the immune system fluids? Well, when the appendix detects bacteria, parasites, fungus, or foreign bodies in the bowel, it releases this fluid that's made up of white blood cells and immune system cells to attack the infection. So there were studies that were done at UCLA Medical School, which reported that if the appendix is removed, it has a negative impact on the overall immune system, which is not true. When we come back from this break, I'm going to show you some things that you will be amazed. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
"007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live."
Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a vibration on a like a...
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about the appendicitis. And right before the break, we were talking about the folks at UCLA Medical School. They said that, you know, remove the appendix, it has a negative impact on the immune system, which is true. I think I might have misspoke before the break, but it is true that it does have a negative impact on the immune system overall. But what they also documented, which was interesting, is that the spleen doesn't work as well when you remove the appendix. So, what are the symptoms? Well, if you get appendicitis, the pain usually starts in the area of the belly button and then gradually moves down to the lower right side of the abdomen. So it's like this discomforts right between the hip bone and the belly button area. And you know it's appendicitis if you touch it and it feels hot to the touch, you know, and that you get relief if you flex up your right knee, okay? So that's how you know it's appendicitis. And what it means is you're constipated. So if pain persists for more than 4 hours and the fever develops, you should seek treatment, okay? You don't want to let it languish. So you already know what modern medicine is going to do. They're going to do surgery, okay? So how do you get appendicitis? Well, what happens is if you develop appendicitis, all it is a little piece of fecal matter is blocking the opening of the appendix, and it can't secrete its immune system fluids. The appendix begins to swell, and it gets inflamed. If the blockage is not removed, the appendix becomes infected and can leak pus. So how did this happen? Well, appendicitis occurs usually after a person has had a bout of constipation or it has been caused by some overeating. So common sense says remove the blockage, no more appendicitis. So here's the blockage removal buster plan, okay? The first thing I would do just is you stop eating if you think you have appendicitis, no more food, and this will take the pressure off the digestive system. So if there is fever, you keep the fever wet with lots of fluids. You can keep, you know, some water going, okay? You want to drink about a gallon of juices. Apple or prune juice is helpful. Next, you are going to do an herbal, what we call an herbal high enema, to dislodge that blockage and clean out the colon and large intestine. So you do not want to do colonics, which are about 20 high enemas done within about a space of an hour. That's not what we're talking about. We're just going to do an enema, and we're just going to put a lot of fluid in the bowel, okay? And what this is going to do is, you know, dislodge that blockage. So, you know, we use some herbs, herbal teas in the enema. You could do that. You can put some, you know, catnip in there and some lobelia. This will help relieve any spasming of the colon if you use those herbs. So you're not eating, but you're drinking fluids. And so what you can also do is put some garlic juice in your enema bucket with your fluids, because garlic is antibacterial, okay? And maybe even some echinacea root you could put in with your juice or water that you're drinking, okay? So that'll help your immune system out. So, you know, so it's about 70 drops of echinacea I would use each hour for the next couple of days just to make sure the risk of infection is passed. So what I like to do when I'm dealing with appendicitis is I make some herb tea and I put it in the enema. So if you don't have herb tea, that you can use some other herbal tinctures and just add them to water, okay, dilute them. I like to use, like I said, lobelia. This avoids the spasms of the colon. And also it helps relax the individual, okay? Also, marshmallow root is helpful for soothing the lining of the intestine, so you can use some of that. And if you have some golden seal, you can put that in too for infectious purposes. So if you want to make a tea, you know, brew some tea, you know, steep it, make it full strength, let it cool a little bit, add it to the enema bucket. You can add a little more water to dilute it, and then you go ahead and do the enema, okay? So you could probably get an enema bucket from your hospital. Just go in there and go to the pharmacy area and purchase one. Enema buckets are easy. They're open. You hang them up high, and gravity just does its thing, and you can keep adding fluids to it. Enema bags are messier, I think. So it's a little bit smoother process when you have an enema bucket. So once you get the enema going and you get most of the fluid in the person and you know they're full when you kind of tap on their tummy and they sound like a watermelon, you know, kind of hollow a little bit. So what you do want to do is massage the area of the appendix between the hip and the belly button. Just massage it. And this, you know, and you can do it in circles towards the navel or down to the groin, just massage in a motion like that. And this helps to loosen that blockage. You can use the palm of your hand and you can use your fingers for the massage. And this will dislodge that blockage, and the appendix will be able to drain. Okay. This procedure also works when people have full-blown appendicitis and, you know, they didn't want to go to the hospital. So after you do the enema, you can apply a little castor oil pack over the appendix to draw out any other toxins to speed the healing. Do your juices. Don't eat anything for 24 hours, though. Give that digestive system a rest and get your nutrition through your juices. You can power it up with some plant-based proteins if you'd like. And so there you are. You've just fixed appendicitis without any surgery. Check that out. So, I mean, it's good to know these things. I mean, if you're in an emergency in the times of which we live, you know, what if there's no emergency room to go to, right? You got to know how to do this stuff. I've had two instances where I've helped people with this situation, and they avoided ER, they avoided surgery, they avoided, and one person within 2 days was on a plane overseas. He had a trip he had to go on, so had he not done the enema bucket routine, he'd not have gone. Okay. So if you're interested in any of the herbs we talked about, they have liquid lobelia, they have the marshmallow root, they have all these things, echinacea, of course, the powerherbs.com, the folks at Apothecary Herbs will, you know, be able to set you up with a medicine cabinet full of the good stuff. Thepowerherbs.com. All right. So we're going to be talking about minerals. We got a few minutes. Minerals are real important. You hear a lot about protein and you hear a lot about vitamins and antioxidants, but a lot of times minerals don't get the, you know, the spotlight that they should. Every once in a while, we should, you know, really hit the minerals here, because without your minerals, you may experience a lot of imbalance and malfunction. The cardiovascular system and the gastrointestinal system, your muscular and skeletal system, and along with your immune system, hormonal system, nervous system, guess what? They all rely on minerals to function. So one major important fact to remember is if you intend to beef up on your minerals, be aware that they like to work synergistically. Your minerals like to work in like a symphony together, you know, coordinated. Minerals are nutrients that work well together. So when minerals are taken in supplement mega doses, what can happen is you can create an imbalance and a deficiency really quickly. So a good example of a mineral imbalance is a malfunction, a psychological malfunction. People, when they have their minerals off, they tend to get mental illness problems. It affects their neurotransmitters and their hormones, and all of a sudden, you know, their doctor's, you know, slapping them on antidepressants or something. One major way to deplete your minerals, other than, you know, eating a really poor diet, is to take prescription meds, because prescription medicines deplete you of minerals. So we're going to take a look at how we can improve our overall well-being by using whole food organic minerals, okay? And all the chemistry is done by God, so it is perfect. Okay, so let's talk about your drugs and your minerals. As I mentioned, prescription drugs can deplete your system of important minerals, which, you know, support the metabolism. So before you know it, you can have a myriad of health problems, such as a leaky gut, or as I said, depression. So drugs are not meant to be used long term, or we run the risk of mineral depletion and malabsorption issues. So here's an example of what can happen when you're using a bunch of drugs. This is a quote by Gloria Gilbert. She's a natural doctor, an ND. She says, after my life-threatening accident, the prescription drugs that saved my life almost took it and left me with multiple chemical sensitivities, leaky gut syndrome, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue. So whenever I consumed a mineral or a calcium replacement, my right eye would flutter or twitch, to the point where it caused me great concern, not to mention an annoyance. I had developed malabsorption from a damaged intestinal tract that was caused by leaky gut syndrome, clinically known as intestinal permeability. So my body was not able to utilize the supplements and was storing them in unsafe amounts, also contributing to excruciating leg cramps and widespread muscle pain, end of quote. So here's what Hala Kass, MD, author of the supplement Your Prescription, What Your Doctor Doesn't Know About Nutrition, she says this: the truth is that every medication, including over-the-counter drugs, depletes your body of specific vital nutrients, end of quote. So, according to Dr. Kass, the mainstream drugs most Americans are taking cause significant nutrient depletion. So, they're on drugs for blood pressure, they're on beta blockers, they're on diuretics, drugs for congestive heart failure, cholesterol statin drugs, and acids, also acid blocker proton pump inhibitors, antihistamines, diabetic drugs, antidepressants, hormone replacement therapy, and antibiotics, all going to mess up your minerals and your hormones and everything else. Well, let's talk about your nervous system needing minerals, because minerals will assist the central nervous system in relaying signals and improving conductivity of signals through the body. So when patients on chemotherapy experience brain fog, it must be due to the massive mineral depletion and blocked mineral absorption from the treatment. So without the proper mineral content, there is a blockage between the minerals, the electrolytes, the electrical charges in the nervous system, and the proper nerve impulses. Here's what Dr. David Watt says. He says minerals are the spark plugs of life because they are required to activate hundreds of enzyme reactions within the body. Plants manufacture vitamins and minerals and are taken from the soil, end of quote. Best place to get your minerals is from nature. Well, let's look at the big four. The minerals that most of us are familiar with are calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and sodium. So our bodies require we maintain several pounds of these minerals for proper function. For instance, calcium is necessary for bone health and, of course, all the connective tissue, your tendons, ligaments, muscles, and even your skin. So calcium helps to transmit nerve impulses and muscle cramps can. Okay, we seem to have some technical problems there. I apologize for that. I guess we're back. All right, yes. Okay, we're talking about calcium. And, you know, your organic calcium is going to help with the absorption of other nutrients. So, in other words, it helps with preventing blood clots, helps the heart muscle. Now, some diets can push up the phosphorus level too high and prevent normal calcium levels. So you want to prevent that problem. So avoid things like soda because it elevates the phosphorus levels. So diets with lots of meats and food additives or preservatives also going to be bad. Let's talk about phosphorus. We find it in our bones, our teeth, our blood, as well as all our cells. Our body has to have phosphorus to carry out our metabolism function, like, you know, dealing with fat, protein, and carbs. So this all works out to supplying the body with proper energy and regulating and the storage of nutrition for your muscles and your hormones and your nervous system. So without phosphorus, your body has a difficult time using your B vitamins properly and maintaining a proper pH. All right, so if you have, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome and an imbalance of gut floras, you might want to check out phosphorus. Now, counter-regulating, the calcium and the phosphorus, they need each other for a healthy balance. They influence each other. They balance each other out. So if you analyze bone material, you're going to find a ratio of two parts calcium and one part phosphorus. Vegetables and even some of your herbs, which have these elements, are going to have that perfect balance already in them. So any imbalance of these two minerals will create weak bones. So you want to watch where, you know, the supplement industry, you know, just slaps a calcium supplement here and then you have no phosphorus. And then let's look at potassium and sodium, because it's necessary to help prevent a buildup of waste material in the system. It also helps to control acids and protect the pH level. So processed foods have been kind of stripped away of many of the nutrients to extend the shelf life. But unfortunately, these devitalized foods don't extend your life. So the body requires 10 times more potassium than sodium, and chemical supplements or, you know, out there, they don't usually provide that proper nutrient ratio. So if you're low in potassium or sodium, you could have edema or dehydration. You could have heart failure or fatigue. You can have a weak immune system and brittle bones, high blood pressure, muscle pain, weakness, or even cancer. Well, what about some emergency minerals? You know, the body has to have a minimum of these three minerals in order for it to feel energized. It has to have zinc, selenium, and iodine. These three have a role to play in securing a healthy, functioning thyroid gland. So if you have an abundance of these minerals, there's very little need for caffeine or energy drinks. Check it out. All right, let's look at the general guide, rule of thumb. There are a lot of junk supplements on the market, too many to mention. And so you want to work towards something that's going to make you balanced. So you don't want mineral deficiency, because if you do, you're going to have problems concentrating, maybe memory loss, muscle cramps, allergies, chemical sensitivities, frequent colds and flu, and improper muscle movement, you know, twitching for another reason. So when you do your organ cleansing, it's important that you refortify your nutrition, okay? And you want to use whole foods to do that. Your whole foods will have that perfect balance and ratio of your minerals as well. So whole food's going to be best. So when you get your minerals in whole food form, you're getting 100% bioavailable substances in the proper ratio. Now, some call this whole food matrix or whole food nutrition, whichever you want to call it. So when you do get your nutrition in these whole food sources, you're also going to get the right percentage or ratio of the nutrients that can, you know, synergistically work together. So you'll get the right amount of magnesium and copper and zinc and iron and chromium and selenium, silicon and boron, just to name a few. So this means you will not require mega doses in order to acquire proper mineral balance in your system. So the chemical mineral supplements that you see from petrochemicals are all these isolated nutrients, and they're not going to be ratio balanced, really. They're in mega doses. They try to mimic the action of the organic mineral. However, the organic one, the organic whole food version, is going to have other minerals and nutrients as buffer alkaloids and uptake required minerals. So it works properly and it's absorbed properly. So your body can utilize it and provide the resources it needs. So the risk is high when you use chemical supplements. You'll get a mineral imbalance in a skinny minute. Now, I once had a lady that diabetic, of course, on a bunch of drugs, and she was needing to bring up her red blood cell count. Her blood wasn't looking so good on the report. So she kind of asked me, what would you do? I said, I would go get some beets and I would juice them with the greens and just drink beet juice. Now, you can, raw beets taste very metallic-y because they're full of minerals. So you can cut the beet juice with a little vegetable juice like V8 or something, but make sure you drink about a quart or more of beet juice a day. And, you know, do that for about 3 or 5 days. That's what I would do if I were her. And, then she went and got her blood tested again. So after she, you know, juiced some beets for a few days, she goes, gets her blood work done, and her husband goes with her. They sit down, the doctor's looking at the blood work, and He goes, you must have had a blood transfusion. They all look stunned, they said. We looked at each other and go, what? Well, your blood work, I mean, all your, you're all within normal limits. It's looking good, blah, blah, blah. Everything's good, up in the right direction. Very impressed. And they go, well, we didn't have a blood transfusion. And the doctor says, you must have. And she said, no. He goes, well, what did you do then? She goes, I drank beet juice. The doctor was just like, what? Huh? No, no. Seriously, what did you do? She said, I drank beet juice. So that's an old herbalist trick, because the mineral content, because you get a lot of iron in perfect balance ratio, of course, and the blood's able to hold on to more oxygen and deliver more nutrition through the body, so your blood work's going to look fabulous. So if you're anemic, don't want a blood transfusion, hey, beet juice. All right, so moral of the story is whole food nutrition is perfectly balanced. It's what the body needs. It's what the body wants. It's what the creator designed. And you can't improve on it. Absolutely no way you're going to rewrite God's copyright. Well, you know, organ cleansing is important if you want to get the toxins out, reduce the cellular stress on organs. With all our toxicity today, it's a good idea to do that. If you're interested in learning how, ask the experts in organ cleansing. That would be Apothecary Herbs. They'll show you how to do that in a safe manner and full of success, by the way. They've been doing it for 16 years. They also are the experts in immune system strengthening. So bring your immune system back up to normal levels, especially if you've been on antibiotics or have had vaccines. So give them a call. Ask for a free product catalog. That number's toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com is the web address. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277 or visit them online at ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Certified organic, you know, all organic, no heat, cold pressed. They use only organic natural alcohol, no GMO. The best of the best. You talk about Primo, the gold standard in herbs. There it is, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, if you're on the website, sign up for the new newsletters. They're free. They'll entertain you and educate you. Pass it on to your family and friends. It's all about empowerment. Sign up for the American Survival for Tuesdays or the Health Quest on Fridays. Sign up for both if you want. And, you know, just get informed. You know, empowerment's what it's all about. Take the power back. Be medically independent. I like that. Medically independent. Absolutely. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, be well.